But again, it's still, of course, not okay to be gay.
Yep.
It's getting a little later into it, so we're hearing about this don't ask, don't tell proposition. We're hearing this stuff already.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time I'm in my dorm, and it's like 7, 8 o'clock at night, and it's very loud. People are yelling. You come out in the hallway, and you realize you're being told, if you're female, go down to the first floor. There's more females in the dorm now. We almost have like half of the second floor. It's three levels. And we're told to go in the day room down in the first floor. And we don't know what's going on. You know, like somebody called in a bomb threat or something. I go down there and I see my girlfriend standing outside the day room, you know, in her uniform and stuff. I'm like, hey, what's up? She looks and she goes, they're not here for us. They're here for the men. And we both look like deer caught, you know, caught in headlights. I knew then. She knew before she came and was put on the detail that they were coming because of reports of people that gay men. And one was a criminal act. The others were just because they were gay. The other one actually did something that someone said they didn't want done. I don't know. Anyways, then you see them resisting because two were in the upper level day room. So they're grabbing them and throwing them down to the ground. When I think about it and still I see it in slow motion. And one of the guys I knew really well, he was actually the one accused of doing something really bad. Well, he was accused of doing something that the other guy didn't want and said he was drinking and wouldn't have done it, whatever. He left his shoes under his bed, so he got caught. I don't know if he got caught or if it was consensual, and that's not my business. The fact is someone later said no. But they threw him down, and they were just yelling. They weren't just yelling, looking, because they had like a half dozen people they were looking to get, because he wasn't the only one. I just really knew him, and I could see it. And the way they threw him down the ground was inappropriate. Faggot was the nicest word I heard. So it wasn't done because they were trying to get someone and arrest them. It was, you could feel the anger, the tension. There was two other women in that day room with me that I knew darn well were just as scared. But it was the first time I realized that who I was illegal. I mean, I knew it and I thought it and was being secretive, but that changed that day. I was now afraid. I'm like, I can lose my job.